This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez. At Village Park in Wellington, Florida, there's a group of retirees who get together every week to relive their youth through a game.
We're here. You guys can get up first.
A dozen men are lined up in three rows in a parking lot. On one end, a three-foot fence marks the end of the outfield. Roughly 200 feet away in the opposite direction, a square drawn in chalk marks home plate. Every few seconds, a yellow ball is launched up into the air, and the men laugh and joke as they call out for it. This is the Palm Beach Senior Stickball League All-Star Game.
Every time you play, you go back to your childhood. You think you're 15 years old, and you remember the good times, and you just associate it with your childhood, and just makes you feel great, makes you feel young.
Rod Vernon is the president of the league, which has seven teams with names like the Pilots, the Stickmen, and the Ballbusters. Vernon, like the other players in the league, mentions his old stomping grounds when he introduces himself.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York, Coney Island to be exact.
76-year-old Alan Goldberg's watching the game. He can't play anymore because of his knees, but he's captain of a team, and he's one of the co-founders of the league. He comes out for the same reason any of them do.
You go back 50 or 60 years. 60 years for me, you know, like I was 16 years old.
Stickball was popular in northeastern cities like New York and Philadelphia through a lot of the early and mid-20th century. It was played with a pink rubber ball known as a spalding. The rules varied depending on the neighborhood. In this league, they play by automatics rules, Ron Vernon explains.
In other words, there's no running of the bases. There's a double line, a triple line, and a home run line.
A player from the team that's batting actually does the pitching. Each player gets six pitches. After that, you're out. Any fly ball caught is an out, and stopping a ground ball is an automatic out. Carl Childs remembers the version he played in his neighborhood.
We played in the streets in Brooklyn. I lived on East 18th between UNT, and we used to call East 18th Street Skinny Stadium because we used to play right down the middle with the cars on both sides.
Meanwhile, people like Harlan Byspiel, who grew up in the Bronx, remembers a very different game.
We played inside a schoolyard, so it was more like a pinball effect. So we played inside the yard as opposed to staying out in the street and worrying about getting hit by a car.
When it's time to hit, every player walks over to the half dozen bats leaning against the electric box. A stickball stick is as long as a broomstick handle, usually just a little thicker. You can get them at sports stores, but some of these guys go to Home Depot to get really good broomstick handles. Byspiel used to use his mother's broomstick as a child.
And in those days, you know, we wouldn't tell our moms that we took it. We'd sneak it out and then screw it back in.
Do you ever break one and have to explain it to your mom?
Not mine. I was lucky. I never broke mine.
These guys still decorate and tape their stickball sticks just like they did as kids.
Guys will carve thunder on it, lightning on it, you know, just like the natural. There are a few of them running around here, but it's funny. Guys love it.
Ron Vernon's talking about Robert Redford in the movie The Natural, which, by the way, he named his bat Wonder Boy in the movie, but it did have a thunderbolt on it. Mike Lupica, sports writer for the New York Daily News, had stopped by the park to watch some of the game. He believes what leagues like this do is keep history alive, at least for now.
There's a great charm to it. There's a great romance to it. And everything the guy said about getting to, what he just said about being 15 years old for an hour every Friday, that's a good deal.
There are 110 players in the Palm Beach Senior Stickball League, and they're always looking for more. The season ends soon. It starts up again in October, but they still play regular pickup games all summer. You can see photos and video from the All-Star Game at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.